All right, let's kick off this deep dive and talk about Arista Networks and their crazy quarter they just had.
Definitely lots to unpack here.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Especially with their competition with Cisco.
Cisco always looming, right?
Absolutely.
So we've got earnings reports and we've got some financial news articles we're going to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And even some investor presentations.
Oh, very nice.
Really exciting stuff. And I think, you know, this is important to everyone listening because this is really a company that's on the cutting edge of
AI.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. AI and high-speed connections and the future of, you know, basically the internet as we know it.
And it's kind of interesting because right after Arista announced their Q3 results, their stock actually dipped 9% according to Seeking Alpha.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting because, I mean, I was looking at the numbers earlier and they seem to have just knocked it out of the park.
They did, yeah. They beat expectations on both earnings and revenue.
So why the dip?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
You know, I think sometimes the market reacts in ways that aren't immediately obvious.
Sure.
You know, investors are always looking ahead, trying to anticipate, you know, the next big thing.
Right.
So maybe they're seeing something that we're not, or maybe they're just being cautious.
Yeah, it's that whole, you know, buy the rumor, sell the news kind of thing.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Yeah, so let's actually get into the numbers because, like you said, they did have a very strong quarter.
Yeah, so revenue hit $1.81 billion.
Oh.
Which is up 20% from a year ago.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Really is.
Especially in this economic climate.
Yeah, and then earnings per share were $2.40.
Which is great.
Yeah, blew past analysts' estimates, which were like $2.08 involved.
Yeah, they were expecting good things, and Arista exceeded those.
And this is according to, like you said, Seeking Alpha and Arista's own press release.
So yeah.
Multiple sources confirming.
Exactly. We got it from the horse's mouth and from the analysts.
So, you know, on the surface, this looks like a home run, right? So what are investors missing?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say for sure, but I think it's important to remember that a single quarter, even a great one, doesn't tell the whole story.
Sure.
Investors want to see sustained growth. They want to see a clear path forward, and they want to see that a company is adapting to the changing landscape.
Which makes sense, especially in tech.
Especially in tech, right? Things move so quickly.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's possible that investors are concerned about Arista's ability to maintain this momentum in the face of increased competition, or maybe they're worried about the impact of, you know, global economic uncertainty.
Or maybe they're wondering how Arista is going to capitalize on these, you know, huge trends that are shaping the tech world right now.
Absolutely, like cloud computing.
Yeah, cloud computing is huge. And then AI.
AI, of course, the 800-pound gorilla in the room.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe they're not seeing enough evidence that Arista is, you know, positioned to be a leader in those areas.
Well, maybe they need a little more reassurance, a little more proof that Arista is going to be the one to watch.
So they're not just celebrating the victory lap. They're looking ahead to the next race.
Exactly. They're thinking long term.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, let's dig a little deeper then.
Okay, sounds good.
Because, you know, aside from the impressive numbers, there were some other interesting developments in Q3.
Yes, there were.
For example, the press release mentioned something about the Alabama Fiber Network choosing Arista for some kind of project.
Yes, that caught my eye as well.
What is the Alabama Fiber Network?
So they are building out their middle mile network.
Okay, I've heard that term before.
Yeah, it's kind of a wonky term.
It is.
But essentially, it's the backbone of the internet. It connects all those local networks that we use every day to the main internet infrastructure.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like the less glamorous but still essential part of the whole system.
Exactly. Yeah. Without the middle mile, we wouldn't have all the, you know, cat videos and, you know, social media that we love so much.
Right. And so Arista is getting involved in that.
They are. And I think that's significant because it shows that they're expanding their reach beyond just the big cloud providers and data centers.
Oh, interesting.
You know, they're showing that their technology can handle a wider range of needs.
So they're not putting all their eggs in one basket.
Exactly. Diversifying their portfolio, so to speak.
Right. That's always a good strategy.
Absolutely. It reduces risk.
And it also suggests that, you know, they're seeing opportunities beyond just the you know, usual suspects, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool.
Definitely. And, you know, speaking of cool, we should probably talk about AI some more.
Oh, yeah. We can't forget about AI.
Right. It's everywhere these days.
Everywhere we go.
And Arista's investor presentation actually highlighted how the rise of AI centers is putting unprecedented demands on networks.
Which makes sense. I mean, AI is all about processing massive amounts of data.
Exactly. And yeah. All that data needs to move between processors at lightning speed.
Right.
Traditional networks just can't keep up.
So Arista's stepping in to fill the void.
They're positioning themselves as the go-to solution for these AI-powered networks.
And do they have anything specific that they're offering for this?
They do. They have this thing called the Etherlink portfolio.
Okay.
And I'm not going to get too technical here.
Please don't.
But essentially, it's a suite of products and solutions that are designed specifically for the unique needs of AI workloads.
Okay, so they're not just, you know, repackaging their existing stuff. They're actually developing new technologies.
Right, and they're collaborating with some big names in the AI space, too, like Meta.
Oh, wow. Facebook's parent company.
Exactly. So that's a pretty serious partnership.
Yeah, it suggests that they're really taking this seriously.
They are. They're betting big on AI.
So that's the Alabama Fiber Network, which is expanding their reach. And then they're also making a big push into AI networking.
With the Etherlink portfolio and the Meta partnership.
Okay, and then before we move on to the future, there was one more thing that happened in Q3 that I wanted to touch on.
Yes, the stock split.
All right, the stock split. What's the deal with that?
Okay, so Arista's board approved a 4-for-1 stock split.
Which means, what for someone like me who doesn't really understand stock splits?
It means that for every share of Arista stock you own, you get 3 more shares.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, if you had 100 shares before the split, you'd have 400 shares after the split.
But the value of your investment stays the same.
Exactly. The overall value of your investment doesn't change, but the price per share goes down.
Oh, so it's like cutting a pizza into more slices.
Exactly. Yeah, you still have the same amount of pizza, but each slice is smaller.
So why would they do that?
Well, there are a few reasons why companies do stock splits. One reason is to make the stock more affordable for individual investors.
Oh, okay.
So if the price per share is really high, it can be intimidating for some people to buy in.
Yeah.
But if the price per share is lower, it can seem more accessible.
So it's kind of a psychological thing.
Yeah, there's definitely a psychological element to it. And it can also increase liquidity, which basically means that it's easier to buy and sell the stock. Oh, okay.
And that can be attractive to investors as well.
So it's not really about the company's performance or anything like that?
Not directly, no. It's more about making the stock more appealing to a wider range of investors.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's like a way to boost interest and maybe even create some buzz.
Yeah, exactly. It's a way to get people talking.
Well, they're certainly talking now.
Yes, they are.
All right, so we've got these amazing Q3 results.
Mm-hmm.
They're expanding their reach with the Alabama Fiber Network deal.
Yep.
They're diving headfirst into AI networking.
That's right.
And they're doing a stock split to get more people excited about the company.
It's a lot going on.
It is. But the big question is, what's next?
Right. What does the future hold for Arista?
What does Q4 look like? And what about beyond that?
Those are the million-dollar questions.
Let's try to answer them.
Let's do it. Yeah, so let's talk about the future and what's next for Arista.
Yeah, what is next for them? Well, their own guidance for Q4 projects continued growth, which is encouraging. They're expecting revenue between $1.85 and $1.9 billion.
Okay, so still on that upward trajectory.
Yeah, they're not slowing down, but there is a bit of a twist.
Mm.
They're also forecasting a drop in operating margin to around 44%.
Okay, so for those of us who aren't, you know, financial wizards, what does that mean?
Sure, so operating margin basically tells you how much profit a company is keeping from each dollar of revenue after they've paid for all their expenses, like salaries and manufacturing.
Okay.
So a lower operating margin means they're keeping less profit.
So why would they do that? Why would they intentionally reduce their profitability?
Well, it could be a sign that they're investing heavily in the business.
Okay.
You know, they might be ramping up research and development or expanding into new markets, and all of that costs money.
Sure.
So it's possible that they're willing to sacrifice some short-term profit in order to position themselves for even bigger growth down the road.
So it's like they're planting seeds for the future.
Exactly. Yeah, they're playing the long game.
That makes sense. But is it risky?
Yeah.
I mean, what if those investments don't pay off?
It's definitely a gamble. There's no guarantee that these investments will lead to the kind of growth they're hoping for.
Right.
But, you know, Arista has a pretty good track record of innovation and execution, so I wouldn't bet against them.
So they've earned the benefit of the doubt.
I think so. Yeah, they've proven themselves in the past.
Okay, so let's dig into those investments a little bit more, because you mentioned research and development and expanding into new markets.
Yeah.
What specifically are they putting their money into?
Well, on the R&D front, they're clearly focused on AI. We talked about their Etherlink portfolio and their partnership with Meta. They're pushing the boundaries of networking technology to meet the demands of these AI workloads.
Okay, so they're betting big on AI.
They are, and they're not alone. I mean, everyone in the tech industry is talking about AI right now.
It's the buzzword of the year.
It is, but it's more than just a buzzword. It's a fundamental shift in the way we use technology. And Arista is positioning themselves to be a leader in this new era.
So AI is one big area of investment. What about expanding into new markets? We talked about the Alabama fiber network deal. Is it a sign of things to come?
It could be, yeah. I think Arista is looking for opportunities to diversify their business beyond just the big cloud providers. And the campus networking market is a huge potential market for them.
So that's schools and offices and
That's
hospitals.
exactly. All those places that need reliable high-speed networks.
Isn't that a very different market from what they're used to?
It is, yeah. It's a much more fragmented market with a lot more competition.
So it's going to be a challenge for them.
Definitely. But, you know, they've got a lot of strengths. They've got a great reputation for quality and performance, and they've got a very talented team.
So you think they can pull it off?
I think they have a good shot. Yeah, they're not afraid to take risks, and they're very good at adapting to new challenges.
Well, that's certainly encouraging, but we should also talk about the risks because no investment is without risk.
Absolutely. There are definitely some potential pitfalls here. One of the biggest risks is competition. As I mentioned, the campus networking market is very crowded with a lot of established players.
Like who?
Well, Cisco, of course, is the biggest one.
Right, the 800-pound gorilla?
Exactly. And then there are other companies like Juniper Networks and Hewlett-Packard Enterprise.
So it's not going to be easy for Arista to break into that market.
No, it's going to be a tough fight. And then there's the risk that they overextend themselves. You know, if they try to do too much too quickly, they could spread themselves too thin.
Right, that's always a danger when a company is growing rapidly.
Yeah, and then there's always the risk of, you know, some unforeseen event like a global recession or a major technological disruption.
So there are a lot of things that could go wrong.
There are, but, you know, that's the nature of business. There's always risk involved.
Right, no risk, no reward. Okay, so we've talked about the potential rewards of Arista's investments, and we've talked about the risks. Now let's try to connect this back to the listener because, you know, a lot of people might be thinking, okay, this is all very interesting, but how does this affect me? I mean, I don't work in the tech industry. I don't own Arista stock. Why should I care about any of this?
That's a fair question. And here's the thing. Even if you don't work in tech or invest in tech stocks, the decisions that companies like Arista make have a ripple effect that ultimately impacts all of us.
Okay, how so?
Well, think about it. The technology that Arista is developing is the backbone of the internet. It's what allows us to connect with each other, to access information, and to do business online. So as Arista innovates and pushes the boundaries of networking technology, it benefits all of us.
Okay, so it's like a rising tide lifts all boats.
Exactly.
And specifically, how does that manifest in our daily lives?
Well, for one thing, faster, more reliable networks mean better online experiences. You know, we can stream videos without buffering, we can download files more quickly, we can have smoother video calls.
Right, all that good stuff.
And then there's the impact on businesses. You know, businesses can operate more efficiently and more effectively thanks to these advancements in networking technology.
So it's not just about entertainment, it's about productivity as well.
Exactly. And it's also about innovation. You know, these advancements are enabling all sorts of new technologies and services that are changing the way we live and work.
Like what?
Well, AI is a great example. You know, AI is already transforming industries like healthcare and finance and transportation. And those advancements are only possible thanks to the kind of high-speed, high-capacity networks that Arista is building.
So it's all connected.
It is, everything is connected.
Okay, so even if we don't directly invest in Arista or work for a company that uses their technology, their success or failure still matters to us.
Absolutely, because their work is shaping the future of the internet, and the internet is shaping the future of our world.
Well said. And on that note, let's shift our focus to Arista's biggest rival, Cisco, because they're the elephant in the room. Or maybe we should say the gorilla in the data center.
Oh, yeah, Cisco's a formidable competitor.
They are. So how does Arista stack up against them?
Well, it's a classic David versus Goliath battle.
Right. The scrappy upstart versus the established giant.
Exactly. And in this case, David is actually giving Goliath a run for their money.
Really? How so?
Well, Arista has a few key advantages. One is their focus. They've really honed in on the needs of cloud providers and large data centers,
Right.
and they've built a reputation for delivering high-performance, reliable solutions that are specifically designed for those demanding environments.
So they're kind of like the specialists.
Exactly, yeah. They're the experts in that particular niche.
And Cisco is more of a generalist.
Yeah, Cisco has a much broader portfolio. They offer a wide range of networking solutions for all sorts of different
So
markets.
they're kind of like the department store of networking.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
So Arista's advantage is their focus. What else have they got?
Well, another advantage is their agility. They're a much smaller company than Cisco, which means they can move faster and adapt more quickly to changes in the market.
So like the speedboat versus the cruise ship.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can turn on a dime.
And then there's the cultural difference, right? I
Yeah.
mean, Arista is known for being very innovative and disruptive.
Yeah, they've got that Silicon Valley startup mentality.
Right, whereas Cisco is a bit more traditional.
Yeah, they're the incumbent. They've been the market leader for a long time, and sometimes that can make them a little bit slower to adapt.
So it's like the old guard versus the new guard.
Exactly.
But Cisco still has a lot of advantages too, right? I mean, they've got a huge installed base, they've got deep relationships with customers, and they've got a lot of resources.
Oh, absolutely. They're not going down without a fight.
So it's going to be interesting to see how this rivalry plays out.
It is. Yeah, it's one of the most exciting battles in the tech industry right now.
And it has implications for all of us because
Oh.
whoever wins this battle is going to have a big influence on the future of the internet.
Absolutely.
Well, this has been a fascinating discussion.
It
We've
has.
covered a lot of ground.
We have.
We've talked about Arista's financial performance, their strategic investments, their rivalry with Cisco, and the broader implications of their work.
And we've only scratched the surface.
Right, there's always more to learn,
Always.
but I think we've given our listeners a good overview of Arista Networks and why they're a company to watch.
I agree.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's one key takeaway you want our listeners to remember?
I think the key takeaway is that the world of networking is changing rapidly,
Okay.
and Arista is at the forefront of that change. They're pushing the boundaries of what's possible, and they're shaping the future of how we connect with each other and with the world around us.
And that's something that should matter to all of us.
Absolutely, because the internet is no longer just a luxury, it's a necessity.
It's the fabric of our lives.
Exactly.
And Arista is playing a key role in making that fabric stronger, faster, and more resilient.
And more intelligent. We're moving towards a world where networks are no longer just passive conduits of data. They're becoming active participants in our digital lives.
Which is both exciting and a little bit scary.
It is, yeah, it's a brave new world.
But it's a world that Arista is helping to create.
And they're doing it with a lot of passion and a lot of innovation.
Well said. So on that note, we'll leave our listeners to ponder the possibilities, and we'll be back soon with another deep dive into the world of tech.
Until then, stay curious.
And stay connected. This is a pretty intense rivalry, right?
It is, yeah.
It sounds like more than just a battle for market share.
Yeah, it really is. It's a clash of cultures, a clash of styles, you know?
Yeah, and visions for the future.
Absolutely.
But how does this impact like the rest of us?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
You know, is this just a tech industry showdown, or
Uh-huh.
are there like wider
Yeah,
implications?
exactly. Are we all going to benefit from this somehow?
Well, I think the answer is yes, we all benefit because this competition is driving innovation. It's pushing the boundaries of what's possible, and it's shaping the future of networking, which in turn impacts every aspect of our lives.
Okay, so this is good for us.
It is good for us. Yeah, it's a win-win.
So how do we actually benefit?
Well, think about it. This race between Arista and Cisco to develop faster, more efficient, more secure networking solutions, that's a win for everyone.
Right.
The cloud giants that power our digital lives, businesses that depend on seamless connectivity, individuals like you and me who expect instant access to information and services, we all reap the
Yeah,
rewards.
so faster networks means smoother video streaming, quicker
Absolutely.
downloads, more responsive online gaming.
Yep, all of that.
Basically, everything we do online just gets better.
Exactly. And it's not just about speed, it's about improving our digital experiences across the board.
Okay, so give me some examples.
Sure, businesses can operate more efficiently, teams can collaborate more effectively, companies can reach new markets more easily.
Right.
And this is all happening as AI becomes even more embedded in our lives as we rely more heavily on these data-intensive applications.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
The need for robust and intelligent networks is only going to keep growing.
So, Arista and Cisco are laying the groundwork for a more connected, more intelligent, more capable digital world.
Exactly. they're building the infrastructure for the future.
It's pretty amazing to think about.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's happening right now.
Right under our noses.
Yeah, behind the scenes. But it's having a profound impact on our lives.
So now, speaking of the future, Arista has set some pretty ambitious goals.
They have.
Including reaching a $70 billion total addressable market by 2028.
That's a huge number.
It is. So what's their strategy here? Are they just trying to sell more networking equipment, or is there something bigger at play?
I think it's definitely bigger than just selling more boxes, you know?
Okay.
They're talking about fundamentally redefining the role of networking in a world that's becoming increasingly data-driven, cloud-centric, and powered by AI.
Arista sees a future where networks are no longer passive conduits for data. They're intelligent platforms that can analyze, optimize, and secure the flow of information all in real time.
So it's like they're talking about networks that can think.
Exactly. Yeah, networks that can learn and adapt.
Wow, that's pretty mind-blowing.
It is. It's a very ambitious vision, but I think it's one that's worth pursuing.
Yeah. I mean, if they can pull it off, it would be transformative.
It would change everything.
So what does this $70 billion vision tell us about Arista's overall ambitions?
I think it tells us that they're not content with just being a leading networking company. They want to be the networking company.
Oh, yeah. So they want to dominate the market.
They want to define the future of networking.
That's a bold goal.
It is. Yeah. But they've got the talent, the technology, and the track record to make it happen.
But is it realistic?
Yeah.
I mean, given the competitive and economic challenges we've discussed?
Well, it's certainly a long shot.
Right.
But, you know, as they say, anything is possible.
And even if they don't hit that $70 billion target, their efforts are still going to have a big impact.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're pushing the industry forward. They're raising the bar.
And that's good for everyone.
It is. Yeah. Competition is good. It drives innovation.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Arista Networks, what's one key takeaway you want our listeners to walk away with?
I think the key takeaway is that the world of networking is undergoing a profound transformation, and Arista is at the forefront of that transformation. They're not just riding the wave, they're helping to create it.
And that's a wave that's going to carry all of us into the future.
It is, and it's going to be an exciting ride.
Well said. So thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the fascinating world of Arista Networks. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
And stay connected.
Always.